This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So I said, yeah, right, I'm gonna listen, alright? And she said, yeah, please, cause this is something I need. The show ain't rocket science, so maybe not be too deep, but every time that you're with me, feel so good. Yeah. Come on. Feel so good.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to Sparking Conversation. It's your boy, Rob, man. Y'all know what we doing, man. Each and every Tuesday, y'all, we giving it to y'all, man. You know what I mean? But the one thing I like to do every show, I like to open up my show the same way, saying thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you to all the people that's been watching the playbacks, all the people that's been listening to the downloads of the audio version on all streaming platforms. I appreciate y'all for that, too. And y'all everywhere. And I appreciate that because it's all over the world. And sometimes you be thinking what you're doing ain't really getting into the people. See, I guess the main thing about all this is you can't do it in vanity. So what I mean by that is, like, you know, certain people, they just want to do something because they feel like it's popular. I know people like to do things just so they could probably try to go viral, or people try to do things because they feel like everybody could do it. You know what I'm saying? They feel like it's, everybody could do it. And it makes it look like it's easy. You know, the way certain people do certain things, I think to other people, they think it's mad easy. They look at it like, yo, man, I could do that. Yo, that ain't nothing. Or I can boom, boom, boom. When you really don't know, you be thinking one thing and then you get out here with the stuff that you're doing and then you be thinking that you're going to get a certain type of response. And when you don't get it, what does that do to a lot of people's ego? That put them in a place where they like, well, I don't even want to do this no more. So with any type of thing that got to do with arts or entertainment or just visions that you have, you know, you literally got to go at it no matter if you get one like or a million and one likes. You still got to go for it the same way. So remaining humble is one thing that all people should do. I don't care what you got going on. I don't care how big you get, how much money you have, or whatever your status becomes based off of what you do, you got to learn to be humble. So I say for me, I appreciate everybody that take the time out to support anything I'm doing. Y'all streaming the music, which I tell you, I put it out. It's in me. I get it out. Y'all streaming it. And it's crazy because, you know, like I said, you know, you just don't know. Whenever you doing certain things, you know, I do a lot of things for people, like even comedy shows, and we do comedy skits, and, you know, I do all kind of things that's anything to do with visual, you know what I mean? And then we make it work. And then I got a dope squad, you know what I'm saying? I got a dope team, and everybody is in it for what they in it for, but the good thing is that everybody works together whenever we on set, so I appreciate them too. So tonight, y'all, I got a couple of things. All right, so we're going to do a reaction to a couple of things. All right. One thing we're going to talk about, though, is a couple of things that's been trending all week, but maybe one thing that's something that I think is really eye-opening, and I'm anxious to see what my with my crew that I got on tonight is going to say about it. You know what I mean? Because, like I say, on my podcast, if I'm not actually doing an interview, I only be having people on that I actually work with. I mean, it's no shade to anybody out there, but everybody got an opinion, you know what I mean? And then everybody don't support you whenever you do put out some content. And I think that it's important that you recognize that. Like, I don't think it's something that you should not recognize, that you know that you may expect certain people to support what you got going on, whether it's a view, a watch, or, you know, whatever it is. And then when that don't happen, you know, that puts you in the right mindset. Like, I bet. So you got to learn to rock with people who rock with you. You know what I mean? That's why I give thanks in every show I open up to all the people that support the stuff, that go back and watch the playbacks, that watch the small clips, that download the audio version of all these streaming platforms, because it's dope. You know what I mean? It ain't like it's a whole lot. I'm not going to sit up here and act like, you know what I'm saying? But they growing every time. And that's all I can ask for. You know what I mean? At doing what we doing. You know, so double salute to all the people that's be supporting what we got going on, especially the skits. Right? And with that, I would like to say, so on Facebook, let me see. Did I do that? I think I did. I don't think I did. Yo, I didn't put that up. But all right, so boom. So on Facebook, the Collective Visions page. All right. So I want all y'all listening, those that's going to watch, y'all go out there, like the page. All right. So each and every day I'm dropping new content. That's how much the clip is loaded. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much we've been working. Like, yo, I'm going to drop one every day for the rest of the year. Yo. And we still working. You know what I mean? So I want y'all to go to that page, like the page, you know what I'm saying? Become a follower. And then every day we dropping a new piece of content. You know what I mean? Eventually it's going to get to the point where we're going to be dropping multiple in one day. But right now we're dropping a new piece of content every day. So go out there and check it out. And there's some things that we already done, but yo, a new eye is a new eye. So we're going to put it right on back out there. So I'm about to bring my guests. I got a couple of guests with me tonight. Well, so look, so I got a couple of my boys supposed to join tonight too. And there go one right there. You know, he always come in without his camera on. And so we're going to chop it up. All right, so one of the things that we're going to chop it up about tonight is, yo, do y'all really think that it's safe for y'all out there that don't believe in yourself? And what I mean by that is that, yo, it's certain people that are getting laid off that I would never expect to be laid off ever. So, you know, I don't know. I'm anxious to see what my crew got, you know, tonight, what they're going to say about this thing, because I think it's different. I think it's something to talk about, too. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on in entertainment, but that's superficial. But yeah, so I'm going to bring on my crew right now. I don't know what's going on. But look, I'm going to bring in my crew right now. And you know how we do. We're going to let them introduce themselves. What up, me?
Hey, what's up?
Ain't that. You all right?
I'm good. You know me. I'm always good.
I can dig it. Yeah. The one and only, the super wine critic of the world, y'all. Ooh, I ain't even drinking wine tonight because I just wanted to make sure I had something strong enough already to compete. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's good, Aisha? Oh, your mic muted, y'all.
So how are you? How are you doing? Right,
chilling, y'all. What's good with you?
Good. Oh, everything is great.
Yep. I can dig it, man. Great. I see that you got a sold out event. We're going to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? I bet. And so I don't know where he went. They won't even connect. Oh, there you go. There he went. Okay. So okay, hold on. There you go.
Bro, I don't know what's going on with my camera. Let me restart and jump right back in.
I bet, no doubt, y'all. All right, well, go ahead, B. We'll start chopping it up. You know, hopefully you'll get in when it's time. Come on through.
All right, bet.
All right, y'all. So, what's good with y'all, man? How's everything going? Y'all said y'all good. Everything's good. How's things going? Family good. Everybody good, y'all.
Yes.
I'm great. Life is wonderful.
All right, bet. So, before we end tonight, we definitely gonna have to talk about those things that y'all got going on, because yeah, we want to make sure that everybody know that everything that y'all got going on, because y'all got some dope stuff going on, both of y'all. You know, Aisha got a sold out event, got your own event space. So That's dope. We're going to talk about that. Me, you know, you got all that stuff going on with the planners and everything. You got, you know what I'm saying, orders and books and boxes. And, you know what I mean? So I think it's dope. So we're going to get into that a little bit at the end. But right now, we're going to have a little bit of fun, all right, with this. Because I don't know how to feel about this, but I do know what I do know how to feel about this in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't eat McDonald's already. But I know y'all probably heard that's been trending all week how the corporate office of McDonald's closed down because they're about to start laying people off. Not firing people, but laid off. I ain't never heard about nobody getting laid off in no fast food restaurant. I know a lot of people out there where that was their first job somewhere. I don't know. Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, I don't know. But how do you get laid? Like, literally, y'all about to lay off employees at McDonald's franchise. And then it has to be only the ones that they own because other ones are franchised. So I don't know how they're going to do that. But, you know. So what y'all think about that, y'all? How you get laid off from McDonald's, y'all?
I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing about it, so I'm shocked.
You know I'm going to say something slick, so go ahead.
I mean, go ahead. I'm ready for you. I'm trying to
hear you, Sabika. I think you got yours on mute.
No, I'm not on mute. Can you hear me, Ra?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can't hear Tamika at all.
Oh, what?
Uh-oh.
I can hear you. Let me see something, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Nah, you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to put on local record. Oh, wait, hold on. Local record? Oh, I can't put it on. Okay, wow. I bet. So you can't hear it right now? Talk to me.
Hey.
No? Okay. All right, jump out, jump back in then. Let me see what's going on.
All right.
Yeah, because I think everybody can hear y'all.
Yeah, I can hear her.
But we can't. You can't hear me. I don't know.
I can't hear Mika.
Damn. All right. We're gonna try this again. All right. Let's see. Uh oh. He's spinning. So this might mean that you're about to jump on. There you go.
Okay. What up, stranger?
In the flesh. What's up? How you been?
I've been great. How about yourself?
Not as good as you, but I'm making it.
All right, I'm telling you, yo, there's so a lot of men everywhere. Hold on. All right, what up?
Hey, can you hear me, Kev?
Can you hear Kev?
Yeah, I can hear.
Can you hear me? You're not me. I'm talking about Tamika.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear Tamika?
Can mm-hmm. you hear me? Yeah.
So it's just me. I can't hear her.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe you gotta jump out and jump back in. Everybody else jumped out and jumped back in. Jump out and jump back in.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I will. Okay, bye. Bye.
Yeah. So, Kev, while we doing that, yo, what we was getting ready to talk about was, did you hear about, you know, McDonald's? McDonald's is laying people off. You know?
McDonald's?
That's what I said. I was like, what? Never heard that a day in
and
my
I'm
life.
Not laughing because people are about to lose their jobs, like literally. But what I'm laughing at is because laid off.
Crazy.
Laid off.
It just that don't seem like a term for McDonald's. Like, I mean, how you gonna bring me into the office with a Happy Meal and be like, hey, your service is no longer needed. We're going to have to give you a layoff. We'll call you back if we need you.
Right. Now, I know the corporate office, you know, I know the corporate office probably going to be, you know, they're going to lay people off up in there, too. They probably making some money up in there.
Yeah, I mean, that makes more sense. Like, not the store level.
Nah, the store level is a dub, too. Oh, no.
I mean, it's going service already slow?
No, but check this out. This, I don't know if they service this. I don't know. I ain't see that part. But what I did see was they have now a kiosk. Mm-hmm. So you walk up to the kiosk, pay, and then all you do is go get the food. Like, there's no food or none of that. You just pick it up.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
In some states, they got a robot cooking the food, the fries and the burgers and the chicken. Like, he's cooking it. They only got a person put the sandwiches together. They got a robot doing, on when they say on fries, when you like first start working there, and they be like, yo, I bet you on fries or you on nuggets. That's, they got a robot on fries.
Nah.
Yeah, B.
That's wild.
So my thing is that's crazy, yo. Like, if you kind of think about that in the eyes of how tech is taking over, and I think a lot of people are comfortable in where they are because they think that their job is secure. You know what I mean? Eventually, it's going to even go up to the level where it's going to be robots doing surgeries.
Yeah, I've already seen that. That's already started.
You see what I'm saying? So what I think it's just, you know, an idea that people may have to start looking into investment now. You know what I mean? Why they have these jobs, yo? At least invest in the technology that is taking your job. So as they make money, you make money. And now you ain't got to work for nobody. As long as the company is in business, you good money. Right? All right, let's do this again. Let's check this out.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, girl.
There we go. We in there.
I think my phone was blocking, boo. I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's all good.
We in there. All right, so, McDonald's laid off. And so with that being said, I think that's crazy, man. Like, for real. Like, you got to plan that because, it's going to be the corporate office that's going to get hit because they making money up there. But on the store level, definitely. They letting people go.
I was working for a company that sold forklifts. Let me know if my sound is terrible. And one of the things that we started doing was selling automated forklifts. We come in there, we map out your whole warehouse. You could designate sections that you wanted to work on, and that thing run 24/7. It don't take sick days, it don't call in, it ain't late. You know, you ain't got to worry about its back hurting. I mean, that thing, hey, it don't take no 15-minute smoke break. It don't take a pre-break, a post-break, you know. And I mean, it's an investment, but I mean, when you think about it, you have an employee. And let's just use real small numbers. Say you pay somebody $25,000 a year to do a job, a redundant job. And I tell you, hey, make a $100,000 investment in this AI. In 4 years, you're square. Then for the rest of that, you know, machine's life, you're in a bonus. You're in the red because you never have to pay health insurance. You don't have to train it. All we do is come in with a tablet. Boom, 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 boom. Okay.
Right.
You want to change something else? Boom, 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 boom. Okay. You want to remote in and watch it because there's a camera on it, so you can watch it work.
Oh, damn, dope. So. The technology, right? Is that based on?
It's already here.
So what that says again is, all right, so then that's our way in right there, because even though they're doing that, they're going to need maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to need service. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be paying for that. And they're going to have to pay insurance on the equipment just in case. So it's money out there still for the people on this level, y'all.
Right.
Still mad paper if we just jump in now, yo. Like, start going to the places, looking at the places now. This is tech. Who's creating it? Get the name and then boom, go out there and find the ticket symbol. you know, how do they break it down to like three letters? I think so say like Google, I think it's like GL. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about though. It's like,
yeah,
you know, like, you know what I mean? So, but now's the time to be doing that, taking a little $10-$15. You know, we're not trying to get financial advice. I just want to get that disclaimer.
Oh, yeah, we're not for financial professionals.
You know what I mean? So, y'all guys, do your research. Do your research. All right. But that's going to segue. Oh, wait. Y'all got anything else to say about that? Aisha, what you got to say about McDonald's getting laid?
I'm not sure what you guys said already. So, if I'm repeating it.
Trust me. We didn't say
anything
that you probably is going to say.
Well, I do agree with Kim when it comes down to the AI taking over. If you've ever been in a McDonald's, I don't personally eat it, but I do take my daughter there when she wants to go. You order your meal already on a screen. They've already gotten rid of a lot of people face to face, kind of like our grocery stores have the self-checkout, etc. Now you're ordering stuff online and you barely only have to even show up when you have DoorDash. However, I do believe in addition to them doing that, they were already falling short anyway because of technology, because of social media, because of people, you know, back in our day, we didn't have the option for it, but now they have the option to get on social media and make $20,000 a month just making videos. And most of them are young and that age. So I've seen a lot of turnaround where kids are no longer wanting to work anymore because they don't have to. They have social media. They're making thousands of dollars off of TikTok and they're still in high school. Yeah. I don't blame them. I would do the same thing.
That's true.
So that's it's true. Kind of like they have to fill in the blank for what's happening with just society in general. And the only way to keep up with that is through AI.
Hmm. Yep. And what you think, me?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, technology is always changing. So where it's at now is not even the end of it. So this is still the beginning phases of how far it can go.
That's right. That's so, right.
I mean, it's about to be insane.
Especially with a little imagination. That's why I feel like right now, this is the time for everybody to start paying attention on how to just start creating generational wealth. Because it's segue into this new thing. So have y'all heard about this thing called BRICS? It's where like Russia, China, and a couple of other countries are coming together. And I guess they're going to forge their oil resource.
And I did then, hear something about that.
Yeah, except their currency instead of the U.S. dollar to edge the U.S. dollar out.
I've been hearing that. But that's been happening. In my opinion, and forgive me if I'm jumping too fast that's been happening in front of our face as well. If you pay attention to everything that's happening to us, it's been predicted. It's just, it's happening in front of us. It's kind of like when you're watching someone grow, like you watch a child grow. Right. And you don't realize the difference between a child's growth until you separate from that child and come back and you're like, oh, wow, you've gotten so big.
Right.
That's what's happening directly in front of us with AI. This stuff has been happening for a while. If you pay attention to just in general what's going on, think about COVID when the world shut down, had to depend on themselves. And that showed them, these other countries, they had to depend on themselves and not the resources of America. And heaven forbid at that time, we didn't have exactly the president that was going to work with everyone. So with that in place, remember they started doing Bitcoin, which was their own universal money. And they had people trying to invest in that. If you think about this as well, we had a coin shortage, which is really no such thing as a coin shortage. There's no such thing as money shortage because you're printing it. We're already billions of dollars and trillions of dollars in debt anyway. So what do you mean? No, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get rid of the actual physical dollar. They are purposely trying to get rid of the physical dollar so everything can be digital.
That's right.
Once everything is digital, they have more of control over finances and resources, what can be done, when, and where. But they can't even... they can't even control this country as far as America controlling the funds in this country, but the other countries can definitely control theirs by taking control of their own money first.
They will, and they're going to create they're going to create a digital coin though, so it'll be mainly on the blockchain. So that's why, crypto is really where everybody should be paying attention to. Not giving financial advice again, like we said, all we're doing is giving people our opinion, but everybody, because that's the one thing they cannot control. And they've been trying to, and they can't control it. You know, we can create smart contracts on there. We can create that. Like, you can be your own bank, lender, and all that. You create the smart contract, put up there what your percentages and get back. I mean, you can loan out. People could buy homes and cars and big, all these different things, and they can't control it. So that's why, you know what I mean, they go on the digital coin route themselves when they put their money together. They're not going to really merge, a physical dollar, I don't think. But, boom. So they're going to create a digital one. So that's why over here they've been fighting so hard to try to regulate it, and they can't. It's no way it is. It's not ownable by no one, even based on the person that created it. So this is why it's a lot of things that's been happening for us as a people right in front of our eyes, but a lot of people get hung up on the way things sound and they don't investigate. The word crypto itself, just that crypto word, turns people off from going to learn about it, which is the worst thing ever. You know what I mean?
Let me chime in. I think that it's very purposeful. Nothing's ever done by coincidence. Nothing's done on accident, not mistake. You know, if you can use, keywords to attract people and to repel certain people. And as soon as people hear the word crypt, they automatically think death. Oh, no, that's it. I don't want to know anything.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Think about that. But when you really look into it, there's nothing about that at all. But you just give people a keyword for them to go ahead and walk away from it. Because people who are really your target audience, they're going to lean in.
That's a fact. They be thinking about, you know what they be throwing out a lot of times when people be talking about crypto, they be trying to say, that's that new world order. That's the when they trying to do all that and all that stuff. And we be like, no, wait a minute. That's the US dollar. That's the one that's everywhere. That's everywhere.
I mean, listen, our cell phone could be that. You can do everything on your cell phone. It's getting to a point where you can't do nothing without it. My passport is about to be digital on my cell phone and the app. So I don't even have to carry my physical passport no more. Your ID, you pay for stuff with your phone. I think people look for the easiest and dumbest thing that they can come up with as a reason for not doing something.
I don't think that's... I agree with you as far as strategic words such as crypt. They hear kryptonite or things that weaken them, et cetera, et cetera. It's actually based on encryption, which is also a way of breaking stuff down, computer technology. I fully agree with that. However, I think on our end, we have a lot of our generation, and I don't know y'all age. We're not going to that. Pretty sure I surpassed all that with y'all. But a lot of my generation, Gen X, I know a lot of us.
We in there with you.
Appreciate you for that, Ron, because I know I've seen a few looks.
We are experts too, y'all. You know.
But I know a lot of our generation, prior to our generation, our parents have a hard time with the change of things. Rightfully so. I mean, you got to think about it. Their entire life, they've been taught this, and all of a sudden, they're like, take it away. Not only is it like, take it away, but they're smart enough to see
And definitely our generations, we see the both the best of both worlds, honestly, because we grew up in an analog world and now we're in the middle of digital world. That's despite right. of our children are growing up on complete digital. Our parents grew up on complete analog. We have the best of both worlds at our age.
Yeah.
So with yeah. that being said,
that's a dope point.
The older generation is the baby boomers now. They're looking like, no, we've been taught what's gonna happen. And us, the Generation X, we have an idea what's going to happen. And we kind of got to go along with it because we also know this is life. This is going to be a way of life. We have to accept it whether we like it or not. But what a lot of things I hear, and it makes a lot of sense, is if everything is digital and everything is computer, and you just said, Kev, how we can't do it without our phones. You're about to download your passport on your phone. But what if the original Y2K and the world shuts down computer-wise? What are you going to do? Mm. You're not gonna have money because physical money has been taken away by crypto. You're not gonna have a passport wherever country you're in. You're screwed because your passport is gonna be digital. Do y'all see what they're doing with this? This is literally a control, which I get, and I'm not one of them. I can't do this. We just have to deal with it, and we right. have to learn enough about it that we're smart in this society.
That's right.
Versus running from it, but we do have a lot of people who are scared of change. And because of that, unfortunately, they're going to be the ones that suffering the most because they're not going to know how to change and what to do when they have no choice but to accept change. They're not going to know what to do.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Hold on. I got my boy in the building. What up, Biko?
What's going on, good sir? Peace and blessings, people. How y'all doing?
All right. Hey. So what's up to everybody, man? This is my boy, Biko, man. He does a whole bunch of things in television, like a whole bunch, networks, show, I mean, like crazy stuff, digital platform, streaming platform, all that other stuff, man. So he do a whole lot, man. So, you know what I like to do? I like to make sure that because the one thing about people, I notice one thing, it's like, I feel this is important. We're going to get back on the subject though, but I feel this is important. You know how like you bring people around and then they meet people that you bring around? And then a lot of times the energy don't match.
You talking to me, right?
And energy don't match. And we just dealt with that last week. So that's what I'm saying. So in these particular instances, I think the way that a lot of times when I am connected to people and then I need all these people to kind of know each other is doing stuff like this because, you know, we get to have conversations and people get to know how people is and that'll kind of ease things in whenever it come down to the real purpose, which is networking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All right. So, Biko, we talked about a couple of things before you got on, but right now what we're on is, you know, we're talking about this new digital age, the digital age that's coming on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're talking about the movement with China and Brazil and Russia and all that other stuff, the little BRICS team that they putting together called BRICS, and they are trying to come together with certain resources so they can create their own digital currency to edge out the U.S. dollar. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's their plan. And we're up here talking about the differences. Aisha made a lot of great points about the digital thing, about how they could shut the whole thing down. And they could, you know, then everything that's digital has been taken away from you. So you just be somewhere just there because the physical dollar will never go away. But we know things like gold, silver, all these other things, they will always be tradable, right? Because commodities will always be tradable. But the one thing about it, though, I want to get your opinion is, what do you think about that as far as like the new age way of the way things are going? Because as Generation X's, as Aisha said, you know, we're right in the middle. We in the middle of analog and digital.
And I'm right here with you. You know, I'm a 70s baby to the heart. So, you know, I was born in the age of disco. So I definitely understand. Now, what I will say, you know, you look at society now. And if you would have told us, like when me and you met, Rob, you figured what? Late 90s, early 2000s?
Right.
If you would have told us that we'd have been communicating like this, we both probably would have laughed at you.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you know, you look at, and my point to say this is, you look at AI, you look at crypto, you look at a lot of the things that we now are being exposed to versus how long they've been out. Crypto had been out for a few years before a lot of the public even got access to it. So, you know, you see that and you wonder, you have to wonder. It's like, well, what else out there is there? If I can make more money gambling, which basically is what it is, you're gambling on coins, you're gambling on currencies. So that's what it is. So you gamble, you hit, and the object is not to get married to the game, and you play these stocks and in these cryptos, these markets, and all of this is just to say that you have to be so open to change, because change is coming whether we want it to or not. Just like the young lady just said. It's here. And you have to get used to this stuff. And you know, the bad part about it is that it's going to be those people out there, they're not going to want to change. They're not going to want to see anything different. They want to keep things the way that they are. And things aren't that. What did they say about Wizard of Oz? You're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. Kansas is gone.
Super over. But look, B, if you got some headphones over there?
Yeah, I do.
Put your headphones on, B, because we can hear ourselves through you on here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's cool. I just wanted to make sure you know everything crispy, yo. So you know.
No doubt. Let me get up. My son then took my headphones.
That's proof that he's used to analog, and he's still in them. Let me shut up.
Nah, you're right. No, look, you made a hell of a point. It's true. We're right in the middle. We got the best of both worlds. We're the most adaptable. We're supposed to be the most adaptable, right? But we are the ones that have to deal with all the change and be the ones who have to be ahead of it to even be a part of the creation of the change. Because the new people, the younger generation is so distracted. They distracted by these things, like you said, that is allowing certain people to make money, because everybody not making money on social media, but they all chasing that viral moment.
Yeah, know? But even the viral moment don't equal up to any kind of payment. Okay, so you get 1 million views, and what after that? The average, if you look at a lot of the reels, you got to clear at least 2 to 3 million views in order for them to even consider you for a check.
This, here's where the argument comes in. I fully agree. They're not going to make money off a bunch of reels. I get that. Some of them are. That was my point. Some of them are.
Yeah, some of them
are. And I say that because you got to realize we're the ones just now getting into TikTok. We're the ones just learning how to get into this stuff. They're fresh out of school, and they've been doing this since it was likey. Since it was some other things. So they automatically have 20, 30,000 followers already. They have a head start on what we're just beginning. They know how to use the software properly. They know how to do that. But that's just reels and stuff like that. But you're not thinking that these are AI children. These are children who grew up with individual Chromebooks in elementary school. We had computer labs and we had to take turns. These kids know what they're doing. Am I lying? So think about it like this. I'm not talking about just social media and reels. That's just an easy way, because they are making money super easy. And it's kind of scary because it's like you said, when that's over, how do they make money? They won't know. But on that same note, that's still not an issue, because you got to look at it. They understand Bitcoin. They understand crypto. They understand all that. We're the ones that's learning it. They already grew up on it. They're learning that in school. We're finally connecting stocks. The stock exchange, we're finally connecting that to the fact that that's been international money the entire time.
Yeah,
true.
You had to learn that international money to even be good at the stocks. But there's been people that's been doing it for years. Yep. And now they're learning it in elementary school. And I know that because I remember my daughter could do stocks. And I was just like, you are 9. It freaked me out.
She was ready, yeah.
And she still is. Like, she can do, and I'm like, and I'm mad because she still be asking for my money, but whatever.
The audacity.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Everybody kids up here got audacity. We already know that.
But the point is that they know how to, they're making digital money off of us. Think about how much we order from Amazon or how much we look at these people who are making drop shipments and never touching the product.
That's right.
Hey, can you mind if I don't want to interrupt. I just want to interject this one thing. I buy V-Bucks. How many parents buy V-Bucks?
V-Bucks?
See, yeah.
V-Bucks. I think it's our own, but yeah, sure.
Let me tell you, we spend real money to buy fake money so kids can buy stuff online like skins and dances.
We spending real money, but are you putting cash in the machine or are you using your credit card?
It doesn't matter. It's my money.
But
it's my money. Either way it goes.
No, I get what you're saying.
And I guess
you're using digital money to do it.
Use your credit card so you can get the points off the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do that. But that's beside the point. I'm just reiterating on what the young lady said. Now, think about it. We live in a time now. Like, brother, you see me, brother. I seen you, bro. I seen you. Hey, I'm with you. We spend real money on fake money.
Yeah.
Willingly. No, I don't.
No, I don't like what you're saying. I don't agree with
it. But it keeps my household quiet. So it keeps my household quiet. My wife ain't got to hear it. I ain't got to hear it. So it's like, well, it's not so bad. But when you put thought to it, like talking to you gentlemen and ladies here now, I'm thinking about what you're saying. And I'm thinking like on a think tank level. And I'm saying to myself, pardon the French, nigga, you spend real money on fake money and these people asking you about your advice.
Okay. I mean, look.
Now, none of us are perfect. I'm just saying.
Look at it this way. You know what I mean? Had it not been for your children, would you even be up on the stuff? Would you fall more towards the analog mindset? Or would you be the person that would go for the change? So that's the thing. The good thing about us and having children at this particular place that we are in is because we don't get the opportunity to fall back because we got to keep up with what these kids are doing so we can make sure we keep them safe.
Yeah, but see, like y'all don't know me. Like you know me. You already know the answer to this question. I keep it moving.
What? You talking about what? On your kids? What are you talking about?
I mean, life in general, dude. Life in general, dude. If I didn't have children, I'd keep it moving. But
right. So that's good. But what I'm saying to everybody, because, you know, everybody on the panel, like I said, yeah, you will keep moving. Right. But that's the thing I'm asking. I want to ask everybody. I want all of y'all to answer that, yo. If it ain't for your children, would you think you would be even interested in the way that it's going? Would you fall more towards the analog mindset, or would you be that person, because you got balance of both, you know what I'm saying, focus more on the digital? I understand it's forced, but they still take cash everywhere. Even in the
kiosk. Yeah, you're right. But the digital does help, man. You know what I mean? Can't act like the digital don't make things more convenient. All right. So it really does.
What you think, Kai?
So, I mean, what's that convenience really costing us? You know, it's going to cost us our freedom. They can track everything that you do, every dollar that you spend, every website that you visit. I'm bald. Let me say that two more times. And on my phone, it's going to be like Rogaine, fly to Turkey. You know what I'm saying? Hair implants, micro pigmentation. You know what I'm saying? Like, they control every aspect of what we do. Like, we're a product that pays to be a product. I'm a walking billboard, and I'm paying a company to advertise their stuff. You know, these the phones, the AI is just, it's crazy. We,
you know what?
Go ahead.
I want to interject for a second.
Yeah, go now, for it.
Me and a friend of mine, we were just talking about this. And we had mentioned, I was shooting a documentary with a friend of mine, and we were down in South Carolina. And one of the spokesmen for the state, we were talking with him, and he made a crazy point. He said, you know what your problem is? And this is how it started. So I'm listening. We like, yeah, we listening. Now, mind you, we not the quiet, bashful type. Rod, you know how we, you know me.
Yeah, no, they learn.
Yeah, so exactly. So we listening. We're like, okay, go ahead, speak. He says, you know, if you really look at the problem, it starts with your information. And I said, okay, I'm listening. He said, do you realize that there are no black think tanks? There are no black data researchers. There are no black companies that are even concerned with any of this. But yet you take the data, you take the information, you take it for face value. And not only do you take it, you accept it, you rationalize it, and you push it from people who hate you.
You know what? No, that's true. Information is gold right now.
I think me and you was talking, Ra. I said that one thing I've learned in life, that computers don't lie. But the people who put the information in them damn sure do.
Well,
each and every time.
Well, you gotta think about it, man. That's
so goal. When we talk about AI, we talk about
they just doing what their goal is, though, B.
But see, it's our fault because we see this, we known it, and we didn't do nothing about it.
So that puts you in the same generation of people I just spoke of, the ones that are scared of change. Unfortunately, it's nothing you can do about that. So at this
it's point, it's something we can do about anything. Practice. Are we willing to deal with the repercussions about what we do? That's the question.
Hold on, let her talk, B. You can't cut.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So
my point of that is that's where you do your individual learning. The more you learn for yourself, the more you can teach other people, but you can't complain about it without doing something on your own. And I'm not talking about learning what they've held us back from. I'm talking about learning what to get into. I'm talking about getting so far educated that when you speak to someone, they're going to want to be interested in doing better. Not hearing while this is going on, not hearing how they oppressed us. No, we've been oppressed. So how do I get out of it? And I don't want to just hear ideas. Show me. If you know how to get out of it, open that book and teach me how. Show me on a computer how to decrypt something. Let me know.
Yeah.
If you can't, you're complaining. And that means you're stuck in that generation we were just speaking of. We are all in a generation where we have the option to learn more and also know what we have or came from. The question was asked, what would you do without your children? I have a 16-year-old child. Yes, I can honestly admit a lot of this stuff, I would be lost without her. But on that same note, learning from her and watching her and learning from my computer programming school that I went to, learning from the things I work with hands-on in my job, I'm learning all this to keep up. But there's a part of me that also remembers where I came from. So as I learned the new, I'm still mm-hmm. keeping up with some of the old, but I'm not holding on to it, if that makes sense. No. So in other words, when I get a phone number, yes, I'm going to put in my phone, but I'm going to write it down on paper. Because if my phone crashes or if I lose my phone, I know where to go back to because that's what I was originally taught.
And that also
goes with teaching your children the same thing. We're worried about the money turning into a digital form, which is fine. But I've been told by two or three personal millionaires I know, work with a lot of doctors. And they was like, Aisha, this is some pull to the side stuff. Aisha, the world is changing. These are black doctors.
Right.
And they understand what you're speaking of. But they also understand we still got to go on and we can't be like, I'm going to stay here. That doesn't make sense. So what they tell me, Aisha, put a stash here. Take this X amount of physical dollars and hide it here.
Yep.
And be smart about it because there's going to be a point just like COVID hit, where you can't leave the house and everybody's worried about purging and all this other stuff. But then it's going to be a point where even though the mighty dollar that's going away, it may be worth something because number one, it's going to be a value for it being pretty much a rare commodity.
Yeah.
But then you get somewhere where digital shut down and now you can get back to the trading life.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the best of it. You can either sit there and complain or you can be upset in your head, but so upset that it pushes you to do better.
That's right.
And not just complain about it. Because I don't want my daughter saying, I'm so mad we used to be slaves. I'm just going to sit here and look at me. Everybody who slaved us. No, I want this girl to be like, you know what? I'm going to work so hard. I'm going to do what my mama doing. I'm going to own so many businesses. I'm not going to enslave you, but I'm sure going to hire your children.
I can dig it, y'all. So, Jeff, Tamika, what y'all got?
Well, for me, I got a 16-year-old and a 4-year-old. My kids are all over the place. And I work in IT. So IT is something I'm familiar with. I know it's always changing. Working with the developers I have now, they've been talking about, I think it's called like ChatGPT, where that shit can write code. And so, I mean, that's what they do. You know, they're like, yo, this shit's coming for us now. It's like, now it can create the websites. It can put in that code that they've been doing. So watching it change from that standpoint, like being within the IT field and actually watching it change from there and seeing even developers looking like, wow, like a whole website can be built from this AI program.
Tamika, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but is it not crazy that, so I went to school for computer programming my first couple of years in college and we went through just the basic 10DI, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basic stuff. We paid 20-something thousand dollars. Well, I did out of pocket because I didn't get help. I just was paying to learn this stuff. And they're teaching it in elementary school.
Yeah.
Kids are learning how to build websites. They're learning how to do podcasts.
Yeah.
That's my point. Like, what we worked so hard to get back then or to learn to be ahead of the game. Unfortunately, the game is caught up
but
with
it's
us.
Behind, y'all.
Yeah. It is. We're trying to catch back up a little bit.
So, you mind if I add? And they also giving it to CFC. You realize computers, they're giving the computers for manufacturing.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Yep.
Yo, so look. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just in general, like, the kids are learning, like I told you, my daughter is learning stocks. And this thing's what we fuss about the most, like, oh, well, why didn't they teach us this in school? But they're learning now. So now what we have to do to stay ahead for our children, just like I told you, I'm teaching my daughter entrepreneurship, et cetera. She's been watching that. But get even ahead, even further ahead of that.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I know you did disclaimer, Rob, about the financial education or whatever. Yeah. That's something I do on the side. Y'all see that later on as well. But teach your children credit. That's game number one.
We can talk about anything. As long as we get
credit versus debit.
We don't want them to be sitting up here.
I'm not talking about credit versus debit. I'm talking about the power of your credit score.
Yeah, and being able to go get what you want without...
Right, because...
OP,
exactly. Believe it or not, they actually taught us that in school. It went over us how they taught us. How they taught us went over us. And the importance of what they were teaching us went over us because it wasn't for us. But now we know. So you teach your children. Because if everything's going to be digital and if everything is going to be out of our hands, then they need to know the responsibility of how to manage that. And still stay on the level of the first game that was taught anyway, which was credit.
Okay. So
credit is a lot better. Correct. Am I right? I'm asking questions.
No, before people,
you know, because I don't know everything. Nobody I know everything. So I'm just asking questions.
No, it's better.
What's better, credit or debit, and why?
Well, no, credit is better because, like we said, you know, credit is something that can allow you. It just depends on what you're doing with your credit, whether you're using credit cards or whether you're getting things in your name or business and all that other stuff. Because business credit is really the best. You know, right. Your personal credit is something that you're going to have to keep fly because sometimes you're going to have to personal guarantee things that you're getting because they want to see what you do in your personal life. But it's way better than all of it. It's better than right now. It's better than everything that you could possibly have. Like you can have cash, but then you would use cash just to kind of put in there and pay off or pay towards the credit, depending on what you're using your credit for. The good thing is that we're in a place where, especially with the LLC luncheon that's coming, I want everybody out there to make sure y'all stay abreast because I got the LLC luncheon coming, and this is part of what we're going to be talking about. But you are able to take your credit, right, and be able to fund businesses or show people the way and be able to get a percentage off of helping them be able to fund their business through credit and lines of credit. You know what I mean? So credit is dope, but that's going to be for another show. Oh, go ahead.
I think he was asking how to use it.
You're right. Hey, you're totally right, man. Because my point was to ask for the people out there, not for us, but just for people who are watching the show.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, if you see me ask something in the side of character, it's usually for people who watch it. So I don't know. I try to put myself in the position of a person who don't know. I don't know. So what if they bring this up? Well,
the reality of that and the answer to that would be number one, get with someone who knows financial education and learn your credit. If you are building credit, certain things you're not going to put on your credit at that time, depending on what you're trying to go for, what are you aiming for. If you're looking for a house, you're not going to use your credit. You're not going to use that during that time. You're making sure your credit's not touched during that process. But after you get to a stable point in your life and you're ready to use your credit, then you allow your credit to work for you, where you use other people's money and not your own based on your credit. Because credit is nothing but your word. That's all credit is your word and how these people look at your name when they see your name on this list. And if you've been taught properly how to use it, then it's going to work for you. But if you haven't, then you're going to be stuck and all you're going to have is a stack of cash. You're going to have $8 million over here in a stack of cash and everybody thinks, oh, that's a whole lot of money, I'm good. But if you don't know how to use it properly, it's going to be gone right away because you don't have the education you need to use it properly. And instead of using my $8,000 in physical cash, I can just use, my $8 million, I can use John Doe that I never met. I can use his billion because I'm part of his credit.
So me asking you, just saying in general, the difference between credit and debit is with credit, it's like I can say, somebody's going to listen to me versus with debit where I have to put mine up first.
It depends on the situation, but yes, credit
you can
is.
Look at it that way, yeah. You can
right.
Look at it
yeah.
I mean, basically.
Yeah, credit.
I'm not trying to get into the small, you know, the small things, but basically.
It's saying, trust me and watch this. That's what credit's saying.
So basically, credit is meaning that you can be trusted with finance.
Yeah, somebody going to say, versus somebody going to say, and put your money up first.
I mean, it just depends on the situation, but you can look at it that way. But look, just for time's purposes, we gotta I'm gonna go to the next subject because we could come back and we could do one of those shows where we just talk about the different things and stuff like that and make sure our people could get the certain information that we have that we research because that's an important topic that we'll be able to talk about. But right now I wanna talk about something that's coming up because I think even going on with the digital things and everything that's going on, I think right now more than anything is a time for people to really start connecting with their spirituality, whatever that may be. I'm not telling people what to do, not to be, whoever. That's not my point. My point is that if you check out everything that's going on right now in the world, and this is me talking to the people that's listening, watching right now, you know what I'm saying? If you're going on, if you're looking at everything, it's UFO sightings everywhere, right? And understand the Blue Beam Project is for real. The government do have their own flying situations. They do have their own holographic, technology where, it's going to look crazy. But why I'm saying get connected with your spirituality so you can realize what's the real and what's the fake. The real things are showing itself right now, but the fake is going to try to use that as an opportunity to show themselves. But they're getting sightings in water. They got sightings of them coming in and out of water. It's just all kind of stuff going on right now. So I'm just saying that for a reason. And the reason is because it's a lot of things that's been used against us to keep us in a certain mindset as a people. And one of those things have been holidays. And why I say holidays, because holidays have allowed those people that live in certain type of areas like we talk about, they allowed them to perform rituals and create a way where all the people are blind enough to follow them and help them with their rituals, right? And coming up is Easter weekend. Now, for the most part, for some reason, people don't go research this stuff. And I don't understand why. Because there's no way he can get crucified on a Friday and Sunday be the third day. I don't know what kind of counting and timing that they doing out here. But this is a thing that people take seriously. So I got a video that I'm going to play. All right? We're going to react to it. I ain't going to play the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? But I want to get y'all. But because what the breakdown of what it's talking about is that, of course, Easter is not in the Bible at all. Okay? I mean, for people who subscribe to the Bible. Well, let's take it past that. Let's not even say it's people that's talking about the Bible. Let's talk about the goddess Ishtar, which is what Easter is. That's what is the celebration of it is. And it is about the definition of it or what people use to sacrifice to this goddess have been children. Huh? And then the blood of the children is what they use to decorate the eggs. This is where this has come from. All right? So a lot of that has to do with rape too going, oh, the R word. We can't say that out here. So let me bring that back. The R word, all right? That caused these kids to be born around the time, which is called the end of the end of December sometime, like based on that time frame. And if you think about that, then they use that as a means to say that's where Christmas is, the birth of
the end of winter solstice. So
when you kind of put all these things together, if people go do their research, they start to see how they're participating in that type of ritualistic stuff, and they are subjecting their children to it. And yeah. Like we said, we're in the middle. We're Generation X's. We got analog and got digital. The good thing about the digital is that information is out there, enough for us to be able to research. The analog, they had to go to encyclopedias. But, you know, people don't like to read. But for the most part, for those of us that had to go to school, like we said, in the middle, we had to read encyclopedias. We didn't have, like you said, we used to have to share certain type of computers and lab and all that other stuff, Aisha. But now, before that, we had to have books, like actual books, no laptop. We had to go to the library and have a library card. And they used to charge us when we didn't bring the book back. Now you could download it to a tablet and all that, but it's no excuse for people not to go research these things that they really find so important to them, not knowing that they're contributing to the very thing that they're trying to say, that they're trying to stay away from, which is evil. So I got this video. I'm going to play it. We're going to watch it. Not all of it, but we're going to get to some of the points, and then boom, we'll come back. And what I'll do probably is not play it all the way through so we can get time to react to a couple of things. Now, we don't got to be mad long on this, but I want to make sure that, you know, I want to get y'all opinion based on what's being said, because what's being said is going to be broken down from a place of, you know, depending on where your spiritual mind is, you'll be able to absorb this. Has a lot to do with the theme of tonight, which is change. All right, so let's check this out.
So Easter is coming up. To most, this is a day of celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But where did this come from? How did Easter come about? This video will go over the history of Easter and why you may or may not want to celebrate this holiday. Spoiler alert, this day has very little to do with Jesus. Before we get into it though, I want to quickly mention, as Christians, our number one goal is to bring glory to God and to reach out to lost souls. And if Easter is what it takes to do that, God can use it. But even still, facts are important. Background is important. That's what this video is about. It's not about some technicalities just for the sake of being technical. So if after learning these facts, you still feel comfortable celebrating this holiday with Easter eggs, Easter bunnies, and whatnot, that's your business between you and God. So let's jump in. What is Easter? As I mentioned a little earlier, it's a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This holiday includes Easter sunrise services, Easter egg hunting, painting and dyeing of eggs, baking and eating hot cross buns. But unlike most other holidays, it doesn't fall on the same day every year. In fact, it's celebrated on the first Sunday after the full moon of the vernal equinox, also known as the spring equinox or the March equinox. This means that Easter falls sometime between the end of March and April 25th. So why at this time? Why is Easter so closely related to the movement of the sun and the earth?
All right, hold on. So, I just want us to put this in perspective. I want to hear everybody say something though. We're not gonna, no, but just don't take mad long on your answer. But I want us to, because I want to get through a couple of other things. Now, we know this is the only holiday that changes months depending on what time of the year it is. For those people that take this so seriously, I think that's the number one clue that we have to pay attention to. Like, because why is that? You know what I mean? If this is where it's supposed to be. So you telling me he was crucified him then or that? Well, what are you saying? Because, you know, if you think about what happened in the scriptures, and I'm just going to say, you know, I'm not speaking from no place of Christianity or any type of religion. I'm not speaking from that speech. I'm just talking about the information, because the Bible is not a Christian book. It's not a Muslim. It's not a religious book. It's text. It's scriptures. The things that happened in the past. It's up to you to decipher it, interpret it how you feel. Yes, these religions use that book because these have the words that they use to control the masses. But that has nothing to do with what the book was intended for. So it's up to y'all. It ain't my business. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, though, and I'm just speaking to the people that's listening. So my, people on the panel, like, what is your opinion on that? Like, think about it. It's always different every year. Is that not a means of us not to, you know, is that a means for us not to have some type of concern about that? Anybody could jump in. Just jump in.
I mean, I never thought about it.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Okay.
Go ahead.
I never thought about it as a kid. Like, I think I always thought of it always being in April. And it wasn't until I was an adult and I was like, and it fell in March at some point. And I was like, this shit's in March? I'm like, how is this? Like, it just proves like time isn't real. Like, they just feed us something and call it something else. And we just get used to it. Like, we at some point just stopped questioning shit and just took it for what it was said at one point. Now I think we're in the generation where we're questioning everything. Like, okay, wait, nah, because 1 + 1 = 2 when you trying to make it look like 3. Like, so we question everything now. And I think that's when it started to click for me, like, wait, Easter could be in March or April? And they saying this has something to do with Jesus. I don't even know what y'all talking about. So now it's like you guys were saying, like, research. Like, there's no reason now not to do research on something.
Well,
it should look right. It ain't right. There's something wrong. The story don't add up.
Well, you also got to look at the fact that, you know, the information, we got to look at the information that we have and ask ourselves, is it true? And I think this is the hardest part for people, is to say that, you know, well, I've believed in this all of this time. And now, you know, I'm 30, 40, 50 years old. And now you're telling me that what I believed in all of my life is something different. And, you know, that's hard to accept for a lot of people. But nevertheless, especially people in our age groups between 30 and 60, we find ourselves, I want to believe that we all knew to begin with that we felt like something wasn't right with the information that we were having, you know, but we chose to believe it because our parents believed it, our grandparents believed it, you know, the cycle. So I'm not going to go down the laundry here. So we already know. So once we realize that a lot of things that we're learning now, it's like, well, and our kids are learning the same time that we are. And
well, we got to be the ones to teach them too, though.
Yeah, we're the ones that got to teach them. But let's be honest, a lot of us are not in a position to teach them because we're still stuck on believing the stuff that we know really wasn't right to begin with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What you
think, it's hard, Dad? For me to – I can't sit here in all honesty and say that, hey, well, we're in a position where we have the information and we can give it to our youth. But a lot of us are not. We have the information, yeah. All of us have the information. Whether we have the ability or not to give it to our children, to give it to the youth, to say that, hey, we can accept the fact that what we learned wasn't right, and this is right, and we're learning at the same time as you. A lot of us can do it, yeah, true. But what about those who can't? And the children and the community that's affected by them.
We're not speaking to them right now. We're speaking to people. See, this is what I'm saying. We don't give people no way out for no excuses. That's what's wrong with men now anyway. Men keep coming up with reasons to be and have an excuse not to be men. And then if you are considered to be that, not you, I'm just talking about people in general, you got to play your role. You know what I'm saying? You got to play your role. And one of the things in your role is you got to be a leader. And as a leader, you got to learn information. How can you lead if you're not a follower? Followers got to learn. You learn. We learn it. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, we ain't giving nobody no excuse. We're not worried about them. We only talking about people who got enough sense to say, yo, I'm going to research this. What we're saying tonight, whether they believe the video or not, is not my place. That's why I opened it up with spirituality. You got to be connected to whatever you feel like it is. But we know that in this world, you got to be connected spiritually. So what your discernment gives you will help you to understand what's real and what's not. You got a memory. We are millions of years old. This is not your only lifetime. The fact that you back down here means that you were here to learn something new. So we're not even going to go into a thing where we worried about people giving them no excuse. No excuse for them, y'all. What you think, though, Kev?
So I was that kid that was always in trouble because I questioned everything. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. We celebrating Jesus. What the rabbit got to do with it? Mm. Like, why am I going to the mall to sit on a rabbit's lap? And then, like, rabbits don't lay eggs.
True.
So where the eggs come from? Mm-hmm. Why we painting these eggs? And, you know, I get hit a couple of times and I have to be quiet. But it just never made sense. And when people don't have answers for you, they get frustrated. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of times our parents just kind of went with whatever it was because their parents went with whatever it was and their parents and so on and so forth. We're really the first generation that has the ability to speak up. Ourselves to say, wait a minute now, that may have been how it always was, but it's not how it's always going to be. And exactly. That's our power that we have. You know, I'm not buying my kids no outfits for Easter. They ain't walking around with all these colors and stuff on. Like, we ain't doing that. And I fight with that all the time. But it's something that never made sense and people could never explain enough. They couldn't explain it to me. They couldn't explain the correlation. And mind you, I'm a kid out here during the Easter egg hunt. I'm not looking for God. I'm not looking for Jesus. What am I looking for? Why am I looking for an egg?
Exactly.
You know, so
it's crazy. So look, I'm gonna play a little bit more of the video because you know what I'm saying? I want us to get to another point. That was just the one point I wanted to bring out to a lot of people that's watching and listening. Is that should be the number one reason why you spark your research from this point forward. Aisha, did you say anything about this?
No, I didn't, but I do have a lot.
Oh, no, go ahead. I wanted to make sure.
Well, my opinion may not be the same as others. I just speak Aisha's truth. Aisha's truth is, I was taught this in elementary school. I was taught this in middle school during history. Mm. I remember that. But I also remember that the church taught us something different because we were raised in the church and the people in the church did not have access to this literature. They were raised off of what they were raised off of. So we were feared into doing what the church says. The saints of the church, because you don't go against wearing your Easter Sunday stuff because Jesus is risen, when they didn't know the true meaning behind it. I remember being taught about Easter. The reason for the eggs was a new birth. The reason for the bunny rabbit, because it was the most fertile animal. So it's the fertility in a new start. That's the reason for that. I also remember being taught about Halloween.
I remember being the whole meaning behind Halloween. My daughter still gets taught that now. She came home shirt about the meaning behind it and how America took their meaning to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I remember being taught about Christmas and how Christmas is really about Saint Nick and nothing about Christ.
That's right.
But because we also have been birthed into a marketing world, a money rules everything around me world. Well, how does America make money off of this? Well, if our market's in 24/7, and if I also throw in a sprinkle a little religion in there, they're never going to go away from it.
And that's a fact. And that's the part about what I say about spirituality, where a lot of people need to really get in tune with that, because this is how your discernment is going to open up for you. Yeah, sure, we've all had to react on what we were taught. We get right. that. But at some point, you know, you question that stuff as a child. I always questioned it. I never got it. I didn't understand what it had to do with it. I never did. So at this point of getting the information, it's crazy. So each and every one of y'all, I agree with every one of y'all, with everything y'all said, you know. And at some point, because it's way more holidays. St. Patrick, that's one of the worst that people celebrate.
Yep.
Not one of the worst. Because that them snakes that they talking about that he was supposed to got rid of was black people. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into that. That's another thing. I miss St. Patrick's Day. I skipped it. I was like, I ain't even going to do it. But this one, I wanted to speak on, and we're going to go forward, because I did a show before when we mentioned things about holidays and how people put so much importance on holidays that don't mean nothing. It's just another
thing. Yeah, but people put importance on a lot of things that don't mean anything.
Well,
the only thing that adds value to it is themselves.
That's right. You're a fact, right? That's true.
Am I lying?
No, that's true. That's true. It's what you give your energy.
You know me, because I don't care about people's feelings. That your feelings is your issue. It's not my issue.
That's a fact. That's a fact, B. So look, I'm gonna play a little bit more so we can go into it. You know what I'm saying? And we'll get back.
That's because Easter originated as a pagan ritual. Linguistically, the word Easter shares its roots with Ostara, also known as Yostre or Ishtar. Those three words are just different names for the same goddess, depending on that pagan culture. The holiday of Ostara is a pagan holiday, and it's celebrated even today. Depending on the year, it's celebrated sometime between March 19th and the 21st, and it honors their goddess Ostara. To celebrate, pagans put out food such as eggs and sprouts to celebrate the fertility of the land. That's because Ostara, or Yostre, or Ishtar, is a goddess of fertility. Ancient pagans would actually celebrate this holiday by having sex rituals. They'd engage in sexual acts where virgins who represent the goddess were impregnated by priests of Baal. Yes, this is the same Baal, the sun god, that Moses and Elijah preached against. Now, these babies would then be born about 9 months later, around the end of December, when they would celebrate the sun god. Then on the following Ostara Day, or Yostre or Ishtar Day, these babies would be sacrificed. But why? You may be wondering why, how? How did something like this become linked with Christianity? This all makes sense if you look at the history of the Catholic Church. At 312 AD, the Roman Emperor Constantine converted from paganism to what's known today as Roman Catholicism. After converting, he tried to Christianize the entire empire, which still mainly consisted of pagans. Of course, people don't just ditch their faiths that easily, and he knew this. So he incorporated several pagan holidays and traditions and made his own holidays. One of them is Easter. Now let's talk about the Easter eggs and Easter rabbits. Where do they come in? Both eggs and rabbits are symbols of fertility. Eggs actually played a big role in the pagan rituals that we spoke about earlier. After sacrificing the babies, they get the blood of the babies and use that to dye the eggs, which were then placed in rabbit nests. This is the origin story of Easter egg hunting.
Yikes. So the Easter basket, the Easter egg, the reason why, how they merged it with, you know, what they call spirituality, the Roman Catholic Church, which would be whatever the Vatican is considered. And the fact that when it comes to, you know, pedophilia and all that, they're the number one leaders in that. Well, when it comes to things that happen to kids, this video goes a little deeper too. It goes into like the ritual of what they do with the blood after they, you know what I'm saying, decorate the eggs and all that. which goes along with a lot of things that was that's been happening, that's been coming out with all the emails, with the government, with the island. What's my man name that had the Jeff Epstein? His
come on, Epstein
and all that other stuff that's been going on. So
the whole Hollywood platform.
When people don't, the whole thing. So when people don't take these clues that's been given to you, because what I'm saying to you is that it's a lot deeper than surface. It's a lot deeper than what I've been taught. It's a lot deeper than, oh, I just celebrated. Like, no, this is what you're choosing to do. So of course it's on you, because it's narcissistic for us to go around telling people what's wrong with them, because we can't say that. You know what I mean? The one thing that I can do with this platform is why we call it Spartan Conversation, is because we can have like us, like, you know, my people, we could be out here, we could be having these conversations, and then people, it could, they could go do their own research. Right? So based on what they was just saying, what do y'all think about that? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna start with you, Mika, because you know, I want to understand, like, tell me what's going on. What you think?
I mean, I don't celebrate Easter. I don't really get into all that. It's not really my thing. Even as a kid, like, the only thing that intrigued me about it was finding the Easter egg. Like, that, that was it. I never tried to get into it. I never tried to understand it. Seeing this side of it, no, but I knew it was a pagan thing, just like most of those other holidays. I think it's crazy. I think pagans were a special kind of people. You know, like their rituals, the things they did, that to me is just interesting. Mm-hmm. how they did things and taking it and kind of putting that Christian spin on it, or that spiritual spin on it, in a way. I mean, it's kind of creative. I'm actually like, how he took what it was, where it came from, and mixed it, like remixed it with that, you know, that spirituality.
You mind if I ask a question?
That's impressive. I think it's pretty impressive.
You mind if I ask a question? Huh? Is it really impressive?
I mean, I'm asking
because I want to know from everybody. I want to know everybody's opinion. Absolutely. It's impressive to say that, hey, yeah, we can take something like that and put a spin on it. But
it's impressive.
Does it make it a good thing?
She asked if it's impressive. It's impressive as hell to me. I'm gonna tell you what. I own a store. I'm gonna sell the hell out some Easter dresses.
I'm just asking. I want to know. So
but
you know,
what you said is it impressive? It's impressive as hell. Do we agree with it? No. But we don't agree with a lot of stuff. We just now getting to the point where we're acknowledging Juneteenth.
That's all I'm saying. Let's at least admit it. So I feel you. Yeah. I definitely agree with all that.
Creativity. I like creativity.
Right. And I fully agree with you on that, Tamika, because creativity is there and it's something that we
from a marketing perspective, it's awesome. I definitely agree. I'm with y'all on that. I just wanted to know, you know, as far from a moral standpoint, where was everybody standing?
Well, I think because, that's what I was asking, and she was getting to it.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Just asking.
All right. So what you think, Kev?
Just to kind of double down on what she said, I mean, I really do think it's impressive. I mean, if you can take, like, you can take the worst aspects of your culture and say, how can I preserve my holidays? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can we spoon feed this to somebody? And whoever was in that council that said, yo, I got it. Let's take eggs. Let's hide the eggs. You know what I'm saying? Let's paint them. Let's all dress up in yellows and greens and pinks and blues. And you know what I'm saying? Let's frolic around. Matter of fact, man, let's get a bunny. Let's get a bunny. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we're going to be doing it, like bunnies. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then let's give it to the kids. So that way it lives on forever, because they're going to remember doing it as kids. So then they're going to continue doing it, and they're going to keep up our life for us to the point where nobody even knows the truth anymore. Like, that's brilliant. That's marketing 101.
And you know,
hiding it in plain sight.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally, it's crazy because I sit here and I watched it happen. And, you know, because I was young questioning. I didn't know. I didn't grow up in the church. Mm-hmm. And anytime I learn something, man, you on conspiracy theories. Nah, brother, that's the past. That's the truth.
Conspiracy theory is a response. It's usually a response of ignorance, is when they don't know how to respond to your question. So they throw that back at you as in, don't ask questions because now you're just tripping.
Yeah, that's true.
Their and we got to look at the things that they're calling conspiracy theories. Are they really true? Do they have any validity to them? I mean, we talk about conspiracy theories, but when we look at a lot of conspiracy theories, the truth is a lot worse than the theory.
That's true. But the thing is about the conspiracy, what people think they're doing, they think they're turning people off when actually they're making people go look for it. And that's the whole purpose about this conversation today, because y'all are right. We all have been taught something that has been taught that has been taught, right? The point is, though, is that once you learn information, what do you do with that information? Do you ignore it? Because what does that do to you once you realize what you got going on? Because no matter how we could put it, y'all, like I say, you know, like you said, Aisha, you got a store, you selling Easter dresses. I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, Mika, if somebody want a planner with a bunny on it, you're going to make it.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, when it comes down to it, I'm saying, you know, based from a marketing standpoint, if you're a business person, this is what it is. But if we understand that that's not a form of celebrating, that's retail. The person who's spending their money is the one who's celebrating. Not the person who provide the goods. So even in that, you're not participating in the holiday. You just got something people going to want for that particular day. And they only going to wear one day because next year they're going to come get another one.
And then here's the real reality of that. A lot of people that's, quote, unquote, celebrating Easter, not celebrating Easter. We're just fitting in to enjoy our time. Our time off from work, our time off from school, our spring break, whatever. Okay, if that's the holiday y'all want to claim, cool, but I'm about to go chill with my family. And if this is what it takes for me to have time with my family, because now all of us are off because it's your holiday, we're going to do that. We're going to have a cookout. We do that on every occasion. We make it where we have to accept what's given to us as far as these holidays, because we really, we can't change it, but our youth can change it. Okay. Our youth can change what's coming up. But in the meantime, we can teach our youth what to change and how to change it.
Right.
With that being said, there's ways around not celebrating yet enjoying your time off. That's what my family does. Like, well, don't get me
that's
wrong.
That's not celebrating, though. Come on, no, like let's think about it.
Don't get me wrong.
We're not celebrating because you get together on a holiday and you got a day off. If you off on Christmas and you get with your family, you know, because we
that's
do
right,
that.
Sure. But what that, I'm saying, right? my family is extremely religious. My brother's a pastor. We grew up in the church. So they actually fully celebrate a lot of parts. You know, the difference is my father, he's Hindu. So he teaches me a lot of different things too. But I learned on my own, just as such. But with that being said, that also goes back to what I'm teaching my daughter, what I want my daughter to understand in between then. And I want her to have her own understanding of what's going on, just back to what you said, when it comes down to what we want out of, et cetera, and getting into his spirituality. My mental on that is, you can die tomorrow regardless. What does it change that you didn't believe in Easter? That's between you and your spirituality. That's between you and your peace with your life.
True.
It doesn't have nothing to do with what you went to store for.
You're right. But
so with that being said, you have to live your peace based on what your spirituality is going to be. Whether you went and bought an Easter dress or not, if you believe in Easter and you bought the dress or whatever you want to do, that's fine. But what if you never made an Easter? That's the biggest concern. Like, if you don't, then are you comfortable with what your belief is, that when you pass, that you and your spirituality is so strong that you don't have a worry about that? That's where all this comes from. But at the same time, the marketing ploy is there. It's going to be there. It's great. Unfortunately, it's great because that's another way for the dollar, unfortunately. But that's there for every single holiday, whether we want to admit it or not, whether it's Mother's Day, Memorial Day. It's all about the money, especially Christmas. And we know this. But how do you teach your children? How do you want your seed to change the world? Like myself, never a day in my life did I ever teach my daughter about Santa. Because I'd be doggone if some man that I don't know can get credit for everything I work all year.
Climbing through your chimney.
No, just in general, like, you're going to be good to me all year. You're not going to wait till a few days before some Santa's watching. So you'd be good to me.
I feel you.
And my child, if you ever met her, Ra, y'all met my daughter.
Yeah.
Mad respectful.
But you got to realize something. You had a pretty good balance because, you know, your dad being Hindu and then, you know, growing up in the church. Because we know, once we... the thing is, though, y'all, I think the main point I want to make sure that we get out there, it's not really too much about a person's choice. It's about what are you choosing? Sometimes people are given things and they don't know. It's like when you go to Price is Right. They want you to guess the price in order for you to get what you're getting. You know what I mean? So people go around guessing at things, or people go around making things more important than they are. My thing is that, okay, if this is so important to you, then okay, where did it start? What is it about?
Why?
And that
Why?
And that comes to you having a business. When you have a business, when you go into the bank and you're trying to apply for the loan, they want to know a few things. And it ain't just a business. It could be a car, a house, whatever. It's questions they're going to ask about this because you're telling me that this is important to you. So if these things are important to you, I need you to tell me how. Why?
Right.
How am I going to get this back? You got to go answer these things for them. So with your life, I feel like it's just my opinion. A person don't have to do that. But my opinion is, then if this is that important to you, then you need to go figure out why it's important to you.
Right.
Don't tell me what somebody told you. Go right. figure it out, because even in church, like, let's put this as a perspective, because most of us ain't grow up in church. I know a couple of y'all did said that, but I didn't grow up in church. All right. My name is Rashid. So y'all know I ain't grow up in church. But what I will say is that I had an extensive time being in a church setting, or being in church and going back and forth, being a member of a church, all these other things. So the politics are all the same at every church. Right. Everyone we visited, it was the same. They only teaching and preaching from the certain things that they have. The same reason why they put the Book of Eli out, to try to give people that opportunity to get this information. You know what I mean? But anyway, we're going to have to, this is what we're going to do, because we're going to have to table it, because I don't, like I said, I don't want to keep y'all on mad long. We're going at an hour and a half. So this is what we're going to do. Aisha, I want you to real quick, I want you to tell everybody about your event, because it's sold out, which I'm just like super like, wow. Like, I mean, congratulations, you know what I mean? Because you took a chance on yourself, you know what I'm saying, by getting that space. A lot of people won't take chances on themselves, so congratulations. But tell the people a little bit about the event and what you got going on coming up with your space.
Well, thank you. I own the Closet Exchange, which is a consignment boutique and retail. That same building, I have a venue that I have chosen to do comedy in. I am a stand-up comedian as well. With that being said, I'm also a producer. I own the Laugh Company, and I was producing shows before my venue. Now I'm bringing it to my area where I can do what I want to do. That being said, I'm doing shows every first and third Saturday. The last few shows have sold out. I do have an upcoming show. I haven't even posted about it yet. The tickets are already moving, etc. They've sold out in quick because they know I'm bringing quality comedy. They know that they know what they're getting into because they. They know. You know me,
yeah,
you know.
You go, yeah, you be getting you get busy, y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, so I am busy. But you know, in addition to just doing that, you know, I'm acting as well, you know, not just the stuff we did with you, Rob, but I'm doing some sitcoms. I filmed a few sitcoms tomorrow. I've allowed them to come to my venue and to my store to film in there. We're doing a reality show in there. Just keep a lookout on XOD network. That's going to be airing some of the stuff we filmed for our sitcom, the cul-de-sac and all that. That's going to be airing real soon, and I'll make sure I keep everybody up to par on that.
Do that.
Yeah, I have a lot going on. I do what I can, keep rolling, you know. Yeah. But my big thing is my baby. My baby is my store. My baby is that stage. I love what I do with stand-up, but I love producing. I love getting local talent out and getting in the scene just as well as the bigger talent. I do work with big names, but I love bringing those names that you don't know and merging them with the big name. So when you come to see the big name, you're going to see this name over here and you're like, yo, they were dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal.
Yeah,
and it works out. So
she dope. I'm telling everybody, she's not lying. She do work with big names or whole nine. There's nothing that she said is false. I mean, y'all see her name on the screen. For those of y'all that are watching, y'all make sure y'all head up and follow her. And just check up with everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, Meek, what you got going on?
I'm just learning and growing, man. So I got my life coaching business. I'm getting up and running. My website is just about done as soon as I figure out this one thing that's pissing me off about it. But once that's ready, I'm ready to publish that. Domain is published. I got my Facebook group up and running, helping out other women struggling with different things, getting them to journal, get those thoughts out. Going to start turning that into some support groups, some journaling tribe things going on. Working with Tracy, actually.
Yeah.
She wants a huge planner. So that's going to open up something new that I already wanted to do. And she just happened to come along and need it. So that was working perfect for me. So, yeah, I'm just ready to do whatever this year. I'm ready.
Let's go. Deco, what you got going on, bro? What's coming up with you?
Man, yo, you know me, still running with the TV stuff, man. Just finished up a meeting. That's why I was late, man. I'm talking with my man from the Jungle Brothers, my man Ricky Kelly. We got a big documentary coming out, Humble in the Jungle. And I also got another big documentary coming out with Hulu. Fall of the Confederacy. I was waiting for my man Trump to go to jail so I can go ahead and finish it out. You know, so everything falling into place like, hey, get off my cord. I'm sorry, that's my dog, man. My dog be tripping. But,
Yeah,
I'm finishing up. Say what?
Yeah, the most going on, yeah.
Bro, I keep stuff going on all day, man. So by the time I jump in these meetings, man, I'm running on pins and needles, but
amen.
Nevertheless, I made it, my bro Rod.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, you know, man. I was supposed to be here last week, man. I'm sorry. You know me, my retarded life. In the end, it just doesn't stop.
It's all but love, though,
B. I'm here. So
yeah, no doubt. Appreciate you, though, B.
And yeah, definitely, man. We got to get together soon, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to get in with you soon, man. Yeah, we're going to check out some of your joints, man. We're going to get in, y'all. But definitely congratulations on them documentaries, man, and all that.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm about to open up another spot, though. We just opened up another large, yeah, man, 12,000 square foot facility we're going to do for film in Charlotte.
Wow.
You know, the building we was at last time when I ran into you.
Yeah, we got
a bigger building.
Okay. You doing that with Kevin?
No, there's something else. You know me. Okay. But we'll talk about it later on. But, it'll be opened up in 2 months. It's, like I said, 12,000 square foot. And it's going to be film. And it's going to be at least 2,000 for audio recording. That includes bands and choirs.
Oh, wow.
So, we're opening that back up. Over by the other spot we got over off of Tryon off of Tavola.
Okay. Yeah. So that's huge, yo. Well, keep me posted on that, man. Cause
we'll like talk about that later.
Film. Yeah, with a band. I like to come in there and film. Kev, what
you know
got
how
going?
We do.
Yeah, no doubt, B. Kev, what you got coming up, man?
Nah. unlike all these wonderful people here, I really, really, really in this stage of my life, I'm in a support role. You know, the work that we do, Ra, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to support you, help you see that vision all the way through to the end.
Right.
I'm working with CD in the mix.
Yeah.
Working with the band, went to Nashville. These songs that are gonna come out, it's gonna take him to the next level, and we'll kind of see where that goes. Just being a part of things, man, just being a part of it. You know, trying to be that glue guy for people. That's kind of what I'm on like right now. So, you know, we'll just stay tuned.
Yeah. And that's important, man. That's a role that's important. A lot of people don't get that, man. People don't know how important it is to have people that are in a supportive role. You know what I mean? When a person has to be a visionary, even the person in a supportive role is a visionary too, because they can see that spot that they're supposed to be in. And it's never to be seen like they less than, you know what I mean? And I definitely appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? All of y'all, you know what I mean? Because I work with each and every one of y'all that's on the screen. Rico, we worked a long time ago. We worked a bunch of times. We always done stuff, but you know.
I got square toes, bro.
Yeah, you know, and these two people I work with now, you know what I'm saying? And then Aisha, we got to get you back in. I know you was going, you had some things going on when I was reaching out and stuff, but I think now, you know what I'm saying, if we could figure it out, I'll come down there and film. But we, you know, the content is rolling. You know, we're keeping it going. We're pushing. The clip is loaded. When I say it's loaded, yo. And I'm saying the person gonna have to really get up early to keep up with what we got going on. I ain't even gonna front. And I ain't even trying to brag. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? We just gotta stand on our square. We out here working, yo. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate everybody that gets down. So all of y'all that's listening, all of y'all that's watching, thank y'all the people that jumped on live. I've seen it's a bunch of y'all that jumped in and out. I don't know if everybody's still in here because the way that it shows the numbers is weird on the screen that I'm looking at. But I still appreciate all of y'all that take the time out to check us out. I appreciate my team. I appreciate y'all, you know, my crew that jumped on tonight, each and every one of y'all. Y'all already know. It's so dope that every time that we talk, everybody's elevating and growing and doing something that they wasn't doing before. You know what I mean? So I think that's so dope. Everybody need that energy. You know what I mean? So good energy with y'all. Thank y'all so much for jumping on. I know y'all will jump on with me again. You know what I'm saying? So I'll just say until next time. All right. So before we leave, all of y'all, make sure that y'all look at the names on the screen. You know what I'm saying? Go follow them on social media. Check them out. All these people are on my page, so you can pretty much go to my page and find them too. It's in content. They tagged and stuff, so you can pretty much find each and every person on this screen on my stuff for those of y'all that follow me. So, yeah, man. So I appreciate y'all again. Thanks for the commentary. We got to do this again, y'all. You know what I mean? We're going to pick another topic, you know, because we could have really talked about a bunch of stuff all night, especially the first thing with the AI, because it ain't going nowhere. It's just going
to be. Hey, you know what I want to throw out there?
If y'all don't mind, I
just want to bring this out. You know, me and my friends was talking about a think tank tonight. A think tank.
We're going to talk about
do
that.
Do you realize?
Air. No, we're gonna talk about that hey, on air because
if y'all don't mind, just holler at me, shoot me a message or something. I'm not on the site like this, but if I see y'all name, I'll answer, man.
All right. Well, we'll talk.
I really
want
to put together.
I got one.
No doubt.
I got one coming
oh, okay.
Up.
Well, I shut up.
The LLC so. Luncheon is coming up. That's exactly what it is. You know what I'm saying? But right now, so we're going over details. So I'm just mentioning it, getting it out there, letting people know. But nah, we doing it. Don't even worry. We got a think tank coming, and it's going to be reoccurring, and it's going to be dope.
Dope.
And I'm going to make sure when I get all the details, I'm going to get it to everybody so we can all be in the building and make sure that we make that shake. You know what I'm saying? But it's going to be dope, y'all. But y'all,
no doubt, man.
Y'all make sure y'all have a good night, man. Don't hurt nobody out there, all right? You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get together, y'all. So to all of y'all listening and all of y'all watching tonight, double salute to y'all. And until next time, this is Sparking Conversation, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Don't hurt nobody.